Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. I took some time the other day to help a new charity get off the ground. It's called the Broom Brigade, and I'd like to tell you about it. The Broom Brigade is organized by some younger people in their 30s and 40s. What they do is every weekend on Saturday, they go out to the waterfront and they clean the trail. They spend anywhere between 3 to 4 hours every weekend cleaning that trail. And recently I donated a wagon and some other supplies so that they could take a big haul. And they do a good job. They go out with anywhere between a dozen to 20 people and they clean it up. They wear rollerblades and skateboards. They really appeal to younger folks. And it's a great opportunity for people who are not usually getting involved to take part in making Eureka a better place to live. And it really struck me that as we're trying to find law enforcement solutions, and as I'm looking into ordinance solutions for reducing the number of criminal drug addicts on our streets, I think we need to take a second look and a deeper look at what charities can do for Humboldt County. When you look at all the charities that are offered, there's only a few that are actually showing a demonstrable difference with the homeless. I think I'd start with the Eureka Rescue Mission, their actual program for those criminal addicts who want to reform and find a better path and turn their life around. The program at the mission has done a great job. I've watched it over the years. I've watched people graduate from it. It's not easy. It's a 12-month program, and they demand quite a bit out of you. But I've seen a lot of lives turned around. Another charity that's worth a look is John Shelter's New Directions. Now, what he's doing is he's taking people that are, some cases, still homeless, and he's providing a solution for them to show up for employment. He's getting them out of their vans, he's getting them out of their tents, and he's putting them to work. And the way it works is very simple. If you're a business and you've got a back alley that needs to be cleaned, or you've got some landscaping needs, you call John Shelter, you hire him, he comes out with a crew of people who otherwise would probably not get a job anywhere else, and these people are put to work. And so they reconnect with the value of hard work, they reconnect with the responsibility, the integrity, the self-satisfaction that comes from doing a job and doing it right. And I saw some of those same patterns of opportunity with the Broom Brigade. Younger guys, they appeal to a younger audience, but they're providing an avenue for people that want to clean up the bay, only do a few hours a week, and it's basically community service without a court order. So they're good guys. And if you want to link up with them and help them clean up the bay every Saturday morning, give me a call and I'll give you their information. Thanks for listening. This is Anthony Mantova here at Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.